Welcome to the Stelvio National Park. The application, following in the footsteps of history you have activated, gives you access to historical and environmental information on the place you are visiting. It is a way of offering cultural contents without us needing to set up and manage info boards or you to stop and read them. As you move along the itinerary, you will receive mobile phone alerts when you reach points of interest. A map of the area will automatically appear, giving you the opportunity to activate an audio description. We recommend you use headphones so that you can remain focused on the route as you walk. As well as audio information, the application also makes a series of archive images available. Stop a moment to look at these. Prudence is always advisable in the mountains. Take advantage of the opportunity to enjoy the landscape around you. Remember to wear mountain boots and suitable clothing at all times. At high altitudes, the weather changes rapidly and it is important to have warm, wind and rainproof clothing with you at all times. Bringing food and water is recommended, and bringing a minimum of first aid supplies with you is good practice. For safety purposes, you may also want to consider hiring an alpine or middle mountain guide to accompany you. You are in the Stelvio National Park, on the border between the Lombardy region, Trentino, Alto Adige, Sudtirol and Switzerland, in proximity to some of the highest mountains in the Ortolsseevdale Massif. It is now a popular tourist destination, a place of meeting and transit, but these mountains have been an important cross-alpine transit route for both men and goods since antiquity. From 1915 to 1918, the area was the site of bloody fighting between the Italian Kingdom and the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Most of the fighting took place at high altitude, where permanent snow and glaciers are the norm, and this is why it has been called the White War ever since. It is precisely due to the specific conservation facilitated by high-altitude environments that so much evidence of the presence of the two armies on these peaks has been conserved. These are important historical records now protected by the law. Any damage whatsoever, including taking with you a small piece of these historical items and finds, is thus strictly forbidden. The information offered here falls under the Historical Heritage Promotion Program, sponsored and promoted by the Lombard region in the Stelvio National Park and the Adamello Park, in conjunction with the Temu White War Museum. The aim of the project is to describe the places, events and artifacts linked to World War I, bringing out little-known aspects of the war and, above all, remembering that the history of the White War, like that of the Great War as a whole, is a story of unimaginable suffering on both sides. The purpose of this story is thus to pay tribute to those soldiers who played a part in these tragic events, quietly doing their duty or in the belief that honoring their nation meant giving their lives. We therefore hope you will undertake this very beautiful walk in a spirit which is respectful not only of nature but also, first and foremost, of the memory of the men who were obliged to fight and kill each other here. From Case di Viso, this itinerary climbs up to Largo Grande di Ercavallo, the Ercavallo military village, and, lastly, Cima Destra di Ercavallo at an altitude of 3,069 meters. With a total altitude gain of 1,191 meters and an average ascent time of around 4 hours, this route is waymarked Italian Alpine Club Path No. 59 to the Ercavallo hut and follows an easy footpath as far as the military village. The final part of the climb, to Cima Destra di Ercavallo, is more challenging. You pass 4 points of interest along this route. Along the path, Largo Grande di Ercavallo, the Ercavallo village and Cima Destra di Ercavallo. Remember to visit magnificent Case d'Iviso Hamlet on your return. Passing in the midst of the huts is a chance to enjoy the beauties of an environment in which the past building types are still easily recognizable in walls and roofs in the same shaly rock as the mountains above them. If you stop at the dairy, you can try the genuine products which the dairyman makes every day with the milk of the cows you'll see grazing in the meadows. Just after the village, stop to visit the little church built on the ruins of the World War I Army graveyard in which 65 Montozzo Front dead were buried. The little church is not dedicated to these dead but rather to six civilians from Pezzo killed in Nazi fascist reprisals on 16 October 1944. Thanks to the assistance of the archive of the White War Museum, photographs of the area are also on display at this itinerary's points of interest. The nature photos, on the other hand, were drawn from the collections of the international photographic competition Fotografia il Parco. Happy walking!